Nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. The Gospel reading today, we see an event that happens only once in all of the Gospels. We see numerous times people come to our Lord and ask if he would heal them. One man even says, if you will to do so, you can make me clean. But this time, Jesus comes to this man and says, do you want to be healed? Never happens anywhere else, just this once. And that's because this man is lying there at the pool of Bethsaida. And people believe that the angel of the Lord came down to the pool and stirred it up. And when the pool stirred, the first one who got in was healed. Well, this man had been lying there for 38 years. And his answer is rather intriguing. I have no one to put me in. By the time I get there, someone else already got there. It's like, if you are paralyzed, how did you get there? Somebody obviously brought you to the pool in the first place. And you would think that if he wanted to be healed, he would have had them put his little pallet right next to the pool, so that at least when the water was stirred, he could just roll over and fall in. But maybe that was the problem. The pool's 40 feet deep. Obviously, he couldn't swim. So maybe he really was afraid. Or when we look at our Lord's question, maybe he really didn't want to be healed. He had adjusted to life the way it was, being brought every day, lying on the mat, begging for alms from people. Did he really want to be healed? So our Lord healed the man. But we have to look at that same thing, because our Lord looks at each one of us with whatever the issues are in our lives. He says, do you really want to be healed? If we were to put this into a different context, for instance, put it into what many people would think of as a positive context, I'd see it very negatively, but if our Lord were to look at you and say, do you want to be a millionaire? Oh, lots of people would say, absolutely, yes, a billionaire would be even better. Now, we would think that would be a good thing if he would just go, okay, poof, here you are, here's $1 million. He's going to say, do the work. Are you willing to work at being a millionaire? Are you willing to do whatever it's going to take to get there? Now let's put it into this context. Do you want to be healed? Or we could ask it in other ways. Do you want to be a saint? Do you want to be holy? Do you want to be virtuous? Do the work. Suddenly we realize maybe we don't. Let me put it in a very practical way. Do you want to be humble? Oh boy, most of us would say, absolutely, what how wonderful that would be. If you will just infuse it, the Lord's going to say, oh, no, 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 no. If you want to be humble, you're going to have to be humiliated, and you're going to have to go through all this stuff, and you're going to have to be dragged through the mud, and your name is going to be trashed. And then we look at it and go, maybe I don't really want to be humble. See, this is our problem. Do we really want what God is offering? Again, if it was something like what happened to this man in the gospel, we would all jump at it. Just put your hand on my head, heal me, infuse the virtue, whatever it is. Perfect. I don't have to work for it. Isn't that the American way? Give me a humility pill. That'll take care of it all. Just want a pill, and that'll fix it. It's not the way it usually works in the spiritual life. Can God do that? Yes. If he wants to work something totally miraculous, he can do that. And he does it sometimes, but the only time that he does that is when that's actually going to be truly for the best for the person. We look at what Jesus even spoke to this man after he was healed and said, don't sin or something worse is going to befall you. So in other words, he could heal you, but you still don't have the virtue. So in order to actually live in that new way of being healed, the virtue has to be there to be able to support that. That's why he doesn't usually just lay his hand on you and poof, you're healed. Instead, what he's going to do is give you the grace to be able to endure whatever needs to be gone through in order to get there. Which is why that question has to be there in the first place. Do you want to be healed? Or, like I said earlier, change it into something that's a little different if healing isn't necessarily what you're looking for. Do you want to have this virtue? Do you want to be holy? Do you want to be a saint? Then the grace is there to do it, if we truly want it. So that becomes, again, the question that each one of us has to look at. What a beautiful thing, again, during this Lenten season. Whatever it is you're working on, you can look at and say, do I really want it? I mean, I know that this is what I ought to be doing. Yeah, I give it an awful lot of lip service, but do I really want it? Am I willing to do whatever it is going to take to get there? For a lot of us, let's admit, whatever it is we're working on, for us, it's probably some kind of an addiction. Maybe not an addiction like what we think of with drugs or alcohol or something like that, but it's something that we are addicted to. So think of what happens when you ask an addict. They want to get over their addiction. They'll tell you things like, I could quit anytime. Yeah, but they don't really want to get over it. They like it too much. Just like us, right? Why don't I have that virtue? Because I like my sin. I like it too much. I don't really want to give it up. I wish I had the virtue, but I really don't want to do what's necessary to get it. Wouldn't that be nice? That's why this question is imperative. Do you really want this? Or let's put it another way, how badly do you want this? If you want it badly enough, you're willing to do whatever it's going to take to get there. If we just sort of kind of wish that, yeah, it'd be nice if it was there, we're not really going to do much of anything. And because as Americans, we have done absolutely everything in our power to rid ourselves of any kind of suffering, whatever, the idea of even a little inconvenience or a little discomfort, my goodness, you would think that we were martyrs. So we need again to look at this seriously, because it's going to take more than a little bit of inconvenience and more than a little bit of discomfort if we're really going to be able to grow in virtue. It's going to take a lot of prayer because we have to be dependent on God. It's a matter of doing it His way. And don't try and tell Him how to do it. Let Him tell you how to do it. If He just wants to heal you, praise Him, that's up to Him. But if He wants you to cooperate and do your part, which is 99% of the time what's going to happen, then that's what we have to be working at. So really look at that. Especially if you're struggling at this point with whatever it is that you decide you were going to do for Lent, maybe you're about ready to give up by this point. That's where, again, you have to come back and look at the question, how badly do I really want this? How much is it really worth to me? The thing itself might not be worth all that much to you, so let's word it a different way. How much is loving God in this way worth to me? If this is what I've told God I'm going to try to do out of love for Him, and now I'm thinking of giving it up, How much is loving God really worth to me? Again, just some things that all of us can ponder as we work our way through Lent, but as we work our way through life. Look at all these things and ask, do I really want to be rid of this stuff? Do I really want to be healed? Do I really want to do God's will? However you want to word it, look at that for yourself. Because we'd all like to be able to say, absolutely, that is what I want. But the reality is, yeah, I wish I did. Yeah, it'd be kind of nice, wouldn't it? Well, the Lord's not looking for I wish I could, or, you know, it'd be kind of nice. He's looking for us to say, yes, this is what I want. This is what I choose. This is what I embrace. And this is what I am going to do to get there. That's what we have to be about. So really look seriously at that as we look forward now for the next few weeks of Lent. Do we really want this? How badly and how much is it worth to us?